Immigration reform a must for agriculture. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With immigration reform a hot topic on everyone's mind, agriculture is striving to get its voice heard among all the others in order to survive. If a guest worker program is not included in the reform, agriculture as we know it would cease to exist.
If something happens, I can do it all myself for about a month. Maybe 2 months, but that's about it. I absolutely have to have somebody that can at least milk the cows to stay in business. You can't send all these guys home without putting Americans out of work. We're all interdependent.
That was Howard Hornsby, a dairy farmer in Meigs County, and he says he can't get Americans to do the jobs on the farm. In the 50 to 60 dairies surrounding him, only two have Americans. The rest hire immigrant laborers. And Renee Rogers of Jones and Church Farm in Unicoi County says without a workable program, her tomatoes would just rot in the fields.
We'd shut the doors. We couldn't do it. Because there, for one thing, what used to be known as just the normal green card worker, they're no longer around. They've gone to some type of factory or they're in the normal business force. So without the guest worker program, we wouldn't be able to find the number of workers that we would need. And if we did, they wouldn't be legal, so we'd just have to shut the doors down.
Now, Jones and Church Farms has around 250 immigrant laborers, and Rogers says that educating the public is key to saving American agriculture.
We've got to get the word out. We were talking to our legislators because that's where a lot of it's coming from. The American people do listen to them, and it doesn't take American jobs. These are jobs that you all don't want. But if we do some type of pathway to citizenship or amnesty, they very well would be competing with Americans for jobs.
Some great voices for American agriculture. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.